Percussionist and bandleader Ray Barretto has died. He succumbed to pneumonia after recent surgery at a New Jersey hospital. He was 76. Barretto successfully straddled both the jazz and Latin music worlds in a career that spanned almost six decades. NPR's Felix Contreras has this appreciation.
In the 1970s, Ray Barretto was a salsa superstar. Recording for the upstart dance label Fania Records, he was a charter member of the label's collection of hitmakers, the Fania All-Stars. Barretto's orchestra was also one of the most popular bands in salsa. But beneath the mambos, cha-cha-chas, and boleros, Barretto was a jazz musician at heart. Ray Barretto was born in Brooklyn and raised in the Bronx. While his Puerto Rican-born mother went to night school to learn English, the young Barretto would spend hours listening to big band swing on the radio. He said Count Basie, Benny Goodman, and Duke Ellington took care of him while his mother was away.
I got the big bands, and I got American pop music as my babysitters. The people that kept me from being frightened and alone was American big band music on the radio.
Barretto also heard the top Latin orchestras on the radio during the day. It was that early cross-cultural experience that prepared him for his long and prolific music career. Barretto started playing congas in the late 1940s at a time when jazz and Latin music were just getting acquainted. Trumpeter Ray Vega was a member of Barretto's bands in the 1990s. He says Barretto had one advantage over his Cuban-born peers of the early 1950s.
Ray Barretto was a quintessential New Yorker, you know, Puerto Rican, born in New York.
And as a result, he had a natural affinity for the swing of jazz. At about the same time he auditioned and won a coveted seat in Tito Puente's popular dance orchestra in the late 1950s, Ray Barretto did his first session as a sideman for a jazz recording and established his unique style of playing jazz.
Well, you heard Ray do his do-ba-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I mean, let's face it, that term was called the Ray Barretto for many years. People would say, you're just doing me a Ray Barretto.
In the 1990s, after 22 years with Fania and Salsa, Ray Barretto returned to jazz.
When I decided that my salsa days were on the wane and rather become a complete dinosaur in the genre, I said, let me go back to my roots, which was jazz.
Ray Barretto finished his career leading what he called jazz Latin bands that released a string of critically acclaimed albums. Only 5 weeks ago, he was awarded the Jazzmaster honor by the National Endowment for the Arts at a ceremony in New York. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.